What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Oakland is debating what elected officials are calling a homeless abatement plan that was brought forward by District 7 Councilperson Ken Houston. The item was supposed to be heard at yesterday's council meeting, but it was pulled at the last minute, a trend that seems to be popular at City Hall these days. Joining us to discuss the homeless abatement plan is Lojae Harper, a resident of Wood Street for 10 years now, living in a solution to homelessness called Homefulness, using her voice to represent her family still outside. Good morning.
Good morning, Kat.
Thanks so much for joining us. Excuse my lateness. I needed to give the time to Chairman Fred Jr. because tomorrow's the anniversary of his father's assassination, and he was in court this morning. And so we're a little bit behind, so we're a little bit short on time. I want to start by reading you something. It says from Councilmember Houston's Facebook page that he posted. You may have seen this already, but I'm going to read it for the people. Wait, it's in my photos. I'm really disturbed at the tone and tenor of our elected officials these days. He said, update on the EOP, EAP, that's the plan. It was postponed at yesterday's Oakland City Council meeting to add more low sensitivity zones. So stay tuned. It will be coming back in January 2026. I was not depending on this to pass on our first, second, or third try. And that's why we already had Plan B being implemented before this meeting. I heard someone say after the meeting last night, they kicked our bleep. That was not even a battle. That was a walk in the park. LOL. That comment shows me they've never scratched the line. Now, whomever knows and understands that knows actually what I'm truly saying. Stay tuned. And this is the part. That wasn't even a battle. Remember, the war is the only thing that matters. That's from a city council member's page. Talking about engagement with the people. Talking about war. I mean, on one hand, he's right, because that homeless abatement plan wages war on the unhoused. That's exactly what it does. So I wanted to give you a moment to respond to that and to briefly talk about the people's response to the plan. And then I got to go on to my next guest who is on his way. No, that's tomorrow. About an attack on another civil rights leader. There's this war being waged on our people all over the place. So go ahead, sis.
You know, I just want to take a moment of silence real quick for the people that we continue to lose every day, because we all know that sweeps kill. And, you know, we're going to keep mobilizing people. There was 131 people in there. We're going to keep growing that. We've been working, because where are people going to go? Now they're threatening to take people's vehicle without any type of notice or anything like that. We're exposing people to more harsher weather conditions. It's freezing cold outside right now. And, you know, it's just terrible. It's just really bad that he would call himself the son of Oakland, and look how he's doing people. And he's also trying to push this narrative like, I'm born and raised in Oakland. A lot of my peers out there on Wood Street were born and raised in Oakland. So this is our home. This is where we're going to stay at. We're not these outside people. And another thing he's trying to push is that us advocates are trying to keep people outside. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to stop people from being further harmed and displaced and dehumanized, from being swept like we're trash. And so, you know, I just want to shout out to all the people that did come out, all the people that rallied up and brought people that are experiencing this. And just to let the taxpayers know, like, we all get it. There's better solutions. There is ways to fix this. All the money that they're using for these sweeps, with all the equipment, all of the police force and all that, could be used in different ways. And we just need the residents and everybody to help us, you know, advocate for better solutions for people.
Lojae, you said it all in one answer. Tell people what are some of the social media sites that folks can and should follow to keep updated on this and find out when the next call to action is. Where should the folks go?
So we're at Wood Street Commons on Instagram. There's Oakland Revealed on Instagram, which actually does sweeps defense all day, every day. There's also Love and Justice in the Streets, Poor Magazine on Instagram. There's many of us. C4C, So, yeah, and I just wanted to say that we at Wood Street, we're doing our holiday party on Friday. Kat, maybe you could come. Omni coming 6 to 9. We're partnering with the students at Oakland Tech because they also see and want to give back and be a part of community. And so I just want to do that little shout out there, but definitely stay tuned.
I will do my best. You know, this is that season. Everybody's holiday gatherings, but I would love to slide through and holler at y'all. Lil J, thank you so much for joining us, sweetheart. I appreciate you and your work.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.